Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. As I was thinking about the things that we've been sharing this week, God wants us to know above all His heart toward us. And we also understand that we are in warfare. Paul wrote so beautifully, so much of the New Testament, talking about the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. But he also counseled us to put on the whole armor of God, and having done all, to stand. God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. He's given us everything we need to wage successful warfare, that we don't have to be defeated. We don't have to go down in despair, but we can walk in a victory in the Spirit that would qualify us to be conquerors, more than conquerors. So there is provision. Have we always walked in it? No. No, we have allowed circumstances to defeat us. We have wavered in our faith. All of us have gone through times of questioning the Lord, or questioning our ability to be able to stand. But the Lord wants to encourage you. We have to start from the place that I've been establishing this week of knowing how much God loves us and how much He wants to see us blessed, and how He desires us to so be filled with His Word and the Spirit of God that we would, even if we've heard those promises hundreds of times, they would have new significance, new revelation, new meaning to us and for us, that we will begin to see, I am going to start walking into that and possessing it. It's time for us to move. And just as there was a time for the children of Israel, as God raised up Joshua to bring them into the promised land, it was a time to move in and possess their possessions. Well, it's time for us to have our full portion. And to, once we have appropriated by faith, then we have to stand fast. We have to not be moved by the things we see, by the things we hear, by the things the devil would tell us, by the things other people might suggest. We have to stand upon the Word of God. And that's really where the issues have always been. We have all wavered. We have questioned. Well, you know, I know what God did in the past, but, you know, this is a new situation. This is really difficult. This is, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do if God doesn't undertake. Well, God will always undertake, even when we fall short. His mercy and His love is so great. He knows the Spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. And yet, as we continue to hold fast to His hand, just like a parent doesn't get upset with a toddler trying to learn to walk, the father or parent just picks that child up, and they continue to try. They continue to persevere until there's a mastery, and until it becomes so that a child doesn't even have to think about it. He doesn't have to crawl. He knows he can stand up, or she can stand up, and she can just walk, and she can even run. So we need to be able to run in the Spirit, beloved. I'm praying that God will strengthen our spiritual muscles, if you will, that we can go forth and delight ourselves in God, knowing that we have such assurance of God's heart toward us. And because He loves us so much, God has an adversary. You know who he is, Lucifer, right? Before we were ever created, they had issues going on, right? And so because God made man, he hates the object of God's affection and love. He hates man. And so we should not be surprised the fact that the enemy hates us with an eternal, everlasting hatred. But beloved, Jesus has come. Why was the Son of God manifested? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Yes. And so let me share a passage of scripture with you found in Philippians 1, 27 and 28, which declare, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit. He's talking to us today, beloved, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, that we are to become possessors of what that written word tells us we can have. And verse 28, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. He does not want us terrified. In fact, I would suggest to you it's time that we begin to strike terror in the heart of the adversary, right? Which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. God wants you to walk in and by the Word of God, not on your experiences. And we live in this realm, in distance. These things limit us, the things that we can perceive by our senses, sight and hearing, taste and touch and smell. Those things cause us to be very limited if we just are going by those faculties to give us knowledge and understanding. But as Christians, we can enter into the dimensions of another realm, into the realm of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you, right? What's within us? Our spirit, man. We are already in the kingdom, in the spirit. And so when we stand on God's word, something takes place. We are basing our natural life, this flesh and blood dimensional world that we live in right now, we are basing our life, our actions, our attitudes, our thoughts, the words of our mouth on God's word. And when we do that, it terrifies Satan. God wants us to praise him. God wants us to know that he has given us the weapons of warfare that will cause the enemy of our souls to be defeated. Now, so often, because we are creatures of sense, we respond in a carnal way. We look at what the experiences, what the appearance tells us. But God, you know, God doesn't judge after the appearance. He looks at the heart. But we tend to look at reality. Well, this is a real problem. These are the facts. This is logically what is going on here. But the point is, we have to get above and beyond that. The devil wants us to talk about our problems. Now, there's a time to discuss your problems, and that is in prayer, whether talking to the Lord or praying in agreement with a brother or sister. And when we share about our problems, when we cast our cares upon him, when we present our burdens to him, we should confess God's word and praise him for the victory. And instead of, once we have done that, not to again look at the situation and confess about it what the problems are, but that God is, instead of that problem, he's going to give us victory. And what looks to be as a problem, God has allowed it so we could see the grace of God and God's purposes overwhelm whatever the enemy had planned to do. That's why, you know, everything is for you. God has given everything for our blessing and benefit. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, in whom there is neither variableness nor the shadow of turning. And so when we start just complaining or talking about the problem, what happens? Well, our faith begins to shrivel like a flower in the hot sun. Very basic Christianity understands that all the sorrow, the sin, the sickness, the defeat that is in this world is a result of the devil. It's a result of the fall. It was not of God. It was not God's plan for us. Every calamity that we face is, negative thing, is of the devil and not of God, but he can use it. Whatever it is, there is victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus met the source of defeat, the devil, on the battlefield of life. And he defeated and conquered that adversary, the defeat that is existent and connected with him, and that which is of the devil and not of God. He defeated the devil. And because of that, because of what Jesus did in our behalf, all that he suffered, all that he did was to destroy the works of the devil. That means they're destroyed. And we can't resurrect them. They have been destroyed once and for all. But we play into the devil's hands when we act as if they were not destroyed. Hallelujah. Whatever you may be facing today, Jesus met the source of defeat on the battlefield of life. He defeated and conquered it once and for all. And whatever you might be facing today that appears as defeat at any time and in any place, you are not a slave or a defenseless victim, but you are a master over that defeat, that appearance of defeat through the Lord Jesus Christ. Basically, if Jesus conquered the devil and we're in Christ, that means we've conquered the devil, doesn't it? That means you can't be conquered. That means you are more than a conqueror. Beloved, all sin is of the devil, all sickness is of the devil, all opposition to God's word and his promises is of the devil. You and the Lord are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Well, my time has just flown, and we'll pick up tomorrow at this same time and continue on in this understanding that we have victory over the difficulties that come, not only because of how much he loves us, but that he wants us strengthened and mature as sons and daughters of the living God to declare to this generation, there is a God in heaven and he loves you and he has only good planned in your behalf as you will listen to his voice. Praise God. Well, beloved, I love you and my heartfelt prayers are with you. I pray for you every day. I don't just say that. I really do. Always. I remember my UCM partners, and as letters come in specifically or sometimes throughout the day, I've got regular partners and I know what's going on in their lives. Then God will just bring their name to mind, their issues to mind, and I'll pray for them, not just when I'm answering the mail, I'm praying. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and know that my heart, this is a sacred privilege I have before the Lord and a responsibility. I invite you to write. I thank you for your prayers in my behalf. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.